Whichever coffee you want, Mojo Espresso is the double shot you need. It's your caffeine-inspired shot of inspiration and perspective, made organically to help you on your journey, with the goal to win the morning and win the day. Okay, to today's episode, which is about owning our story and blocking out the noise. Owning your story effectively means accepting and even celebrating our imperfections and owning our unconditional self-worth. Yeah, there's no conditions we put on our self-worth. So in this way, it means it's our decisions, not the conditions, that determines our mindset, our self-worth, and our attitude. Yeah, we decide who we are and we decide what we want. It means saying, I don't care what anyone else thinks of me. It's what I think about myself that matters. Yeah, or I don't care what anyone else says about me. It's what I say to myself. That's what matters. Yeah. One way to own our story involves working out where our distractions are, as they're different for all of us. As a macro trend, one of the biggest distractions for all of us right now is news media. Yeah, and it's pissing me off because media shapes our identity, but it's so formula-based on negativity. And the impact this negativity is having on our emotional health is huge because we've already got our own reptilian brain with its own negative bias. So it's negativity meets negativity. As humans, we have the power to decide to see the best in people, but the news media is driving us to see the worst in people. And we've just got to have awareness of this and accept that we can actually control our narrative. News media has now become the opinion industry or the judgment industry. It's become so judgmental with such strong opinions as to whether something is good or bad or someone is good or bad, and mainly bad. And it's prying on all the uncertainty in the world. And actually, in many cases, is becoming just plain mean. It's like Good Morning Vietnam when Adrian Cronau, played by Robin Williams, was trying to have fun, but his boss was just plain mean. Yeah, and it was just a radio station. But the same thing is happening today. The media is becoming mean, and it's wrong because as humans, we're fundamentally kind and compassionate people. So we need to redefine our relationship with news media to stay objective and own our story and to be aware of news media intentions, because we're seeing an awful manipulation happening at the moment because we're all getting sucked into this formula which creates this dopamine cortisol cocktail that sucks us into feeling angry or aggrieved or opinionated or critical about something we really didn't care about, but suddenly we do. And suddenly we're critical of everyone and everything. And we lose ourselves, yeah? We lose our story. When you wake up in the morning and stick your head outside, if you don't own your story, the outside world will try and tell you who you are. And one of the biggest distractions, one of the biggest storytellers affecting us from owning our story is the media industry, yeah? And it's getting worse. News media has become like professional wrestling. But in professional wrestling, we know it's not real and we participate in that fiction. But in media, we still hang on to this veneer that it is 100% real and it's the truth, when in so many cases, it's really just an opinion or a judgment of one person. The news media industry has gone from scarcity to abundance. A decade ago, before technology took over, when news media was scarce and there was only a few newspapers or TV networks, it was long-form articles that took weeks to write. So reputation was important, as was the truth, because getting it wrong was devastating from a reputation point of view. Now, in an abundance world with technology, getting it wrong for news publications can be a good thing, enabling them to create more opinions and write more articles off the first one. In some cases, getting it out first has replaced getting it out right. Ultimately, our relationship with news media needs to change from a passive one being manipulated to an active one taking back control. And by the way, there are many good journalists out there who get this balance right and create a space for us to determine our perspective. Maybe we can create our own mantras, yeah? What is the truth here? Or I decide its meaning, yeah? Or I decide the interpretation. Here's a little break while I enjoy my coffee. If you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, I don't want to just listen anymore, I actually want to do some of the work, then download the MojoCrow app and start a course. And now, back to the episode. As Marcus Aurelius, one of the world's most famous Stoic philosophers, once said, we need to have objective judgment right now at this very moment. Yeah, all events are objective. The important thing is how you choose to respond. Yeah, the bottom line is don't get sucked in by the critics and don't become a critic. Shakespeare once said, nothing is good nor bad, but thinking makes it so. What he's saying is there is no good or bad without us. Yeah, there's only a perception. As Ryan Holiday says in his magnificent book, The Obstacle is the Way, there is the event itself and there is the story we tell ourselves about what it means. Yeah, that changes everything, doesn't it, when we realize that. Mr. Rogers, a US TV host from the 1960s, says, when I was a boy and I would see scary things in the news, my mother would say to me, look for the helpers. You will always find people who are helping. Yeah, 9/11 happens and there's so much evil, but look for the helpers. Look for the firefighters in the New York Police Department. A global pandemic hits. Look for the helpers. Look for the nurses and the frontline workers. Or a shark attack occurs. Look for the helpers, the lifeguards and the surfers who help the man, or the ambulance and the police. Always look for the helpers. When media catastrophize events, we can always dial up curiosity and ask ourselves, okay, where's the good here? Or how can I use this event to get better or to be better or to help someone else? Yeah, or to toughen up ourselves? Or maybe it's to be grateful. Yeah, or what are the lessons we can draw here? Or am I educating myself in the right way here? Yeah, to replace cortisol with dopamine, yeah, and curiosity. We're called humankind for a reason. As humans, we have an incredible capacity to be kind, yeah, to be compassionate. So have the confidence to own your story, because as humans, we're better than that. Yeah, celebrate people who have a crack and don't undermine them. The reason I'm particularly fired up about this right now is on world record levels, we're seeing so many athletes from so many sports just walk away from the sport and retire early because of the negative pressure or the demon of expectations that news media and opinions and judgments of others is having on them. They're not owning their story. So it's so important for us to understand the rules of engagement here. Yeah, if you're a high-profile athlete or a high-profile person in the media, it's really important to separate who you are from what they write. Yeah, separate your self-worth from what you do. Or another way of saying this is separate the person from the persona. Yeah, the human being from the human doing. If Ash Barty or Paddy Cripps walks down the street and they get recognized, it's the same thing as Mickey Mouse walking down the street. Yeah, we don't know them. We know the persona of them. So if it's not real, it's not personal. So if you get criticized and it's not real, therefore it's not personal. And you can get back to what is real, my relationship with myself or my family or my coaches or my close confidants. If you get criticized in the media or social media, it's not real. Therefore, it's not personal. The role of the media is effectively to build up all this hype, yeah, all this controversy, all this expectation. That's what drives the industry. Your role is to understand that and not listen to that and get back to what is real, your relationship with yourself, your team, or your family. There's a difference between thinking critically and being an armchair critic. Yeah, is there more to the story here? Who's the human being behind this hyped up story? Yeah, what's the most generous assumption I could make about this situation? Or is there more than meets the eye in this situation? We were given two ears, two eyes, and one mouth. Twice the opportunity to be curious and listen before we speak. Now, over 100 years ago, Theodore Roosevelt gave a speech called Citizenship in the Republic, which was effectively about how to be a good person in society. And in it, he pretty much called BS against all the cynics who looked down at people who were trying to have a crack in the world or just make it a better place. It's become known as the Man in the Arena speech. And it's in my top five all-time speeches. Nelson Mandela actually gave a copy of this speech to the Springboks players before their historic World Cup win. Ash Barty read it leading into the 2019 French Open final, as did Trent Cotchin before his first AFL Grand Final in 2017. Hollywood celebs even tattoo lines from this speech to remind them of the key messages, and I thought I would read it out to you now. It's not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there's no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. And if you think you know someone who might just need to hear that poem, here's your cue to pass it on to them. Okay, that's it for another episode of Mojo Espresso. And until next time, I will love you and leave you and see you on the other side in the soup. Bye for now.